Here we go again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and what we're doing on Radio Entrepreneurs is talking to entrepreneurs. And I want to thank our hosts over at MTP Software. They're great, and they've just expanded their offices, doubled the size of the business, looking very nice, and that's because they are the number one CRM in the sports and entertainment industry. Congratulations, MTP Software. And our next guest is Ramdan Yadav Katamaraja, from CEO and founder of Culiberry. How did I do?
Oh, you did great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Tell us about Culiberry.
Culiberry, we operate in the data space.
Right.
When I say data space, we focus on data. We focus on talent in the data space, basically training people to become data scientists, data analysts, and we do staffing in the data industry, and we do consulting in the data industry. So this is the core work that we do. As part of our work, we also do a lot of innovation in terms of helping people get the skills required in the data industry faster. The data industry is growing at a pace that it's not seen before. Every day there is a new technology, new software. So keeping helping the people with the skills up and running is very, very important. Not only for the our consultants and our employees, but also for the clients. So and so we help the clients also with to develop their data science and data analytics teams and talent.
So what kind of companies do you work for?
We work primarily with large companies, which are investing a lot into data-related research and development and large initiatives. So, for example, we work with a lot of huge companies in Midwest. There is a primarily because there's a scarcity of talent there. So for example, we work with companies like Monsanto, DuPont, Express Scripts, and many other companies that in Midwest.
So what, again, if I, let's say I'm at Monsanto, who at Monsanto would be your client?
That's a good question. So, typically, what's happening is every enterprise is now moving towards becoming a data enterprise, right? 20 years ago, everybody tried to become an IT enterprise. Now everybody is trying to become a data enterprise. So the executives and teams that are spearheading this data initiatives, either building data analytics capability, building the data engineering and data infrastructure, and building data science capabilities and infrastructure, those type of executives and hiring managers are typically our clients.
And again, what type of information? I'm trying to get a sense that would someone like Monsanto be getting from you? I want to make it more concrete.
Okay, okay. So I'll give you an example. Some of the areas that we deal with is primarily around geospatial analytics, right? Every industry needs geospatial analytics. So let's take Monsanto, right? They have billions of data points that are coming in every single day from remote sensing devices to farmers to soil data to climate data to satellite data. So all the data is captured, and then it is kind of analyzed for additional purposes. So it's geospatial analytics is one of the areas if you have to give a good example. And there are many other areas.
So you have the breadth to be able to do other types of information for them.
Yes, that's correct. But as a company, we are trying to focus primarily around geospatial, remote sensing, and these days we are getting into the healthcare and bioinformatics.
So it really is more applicable to a larger size corporation that needs that type of data, correct?
That's correct at this time, and in the future, probably as we grow, we may be able to serve medium businesses as well. But at this time, most of our business comes from the large corporation.
Is that because you'll be able to bring down the cost of doing the work, and so it'll be more affordable at a smaller size business?
Not necessarily. We are, what we are trying to do is we are trying to help companies. So if you take a step back, the companies have a talent problem.
Right.
Okay. There is the just the hiring in the right talent in the data industry is very, very, very difficult. So we help companies try to hire real rock stars in that industry. And a lot of times what happens is the traditional hiring process doesn't work, where you have a resume that comes in and you're trying to hire because there's a lot of bias in it. So what we do is we have developed tools and trainings that allows companies to identify rock star developers and help them hire those. As part of that, we developed a couple of tools, one for trying to an assessment tool to try to identify really good developers. And then we also developed trainings, which bridges the gap between for the ongoing training needs. So we help companies build really good next generation talent, next generation teams that can help them do their futuristic projects.
So tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get into all of this?
So it's got into this, I would say, pure some sort of accident. There is a story.
Sure, I want to hear it.
So it was a few years ago, I was sitting and watching TV, and I saw veterans coming back home to an economy where there are no jobs. I was watching the TV with my family, and I had a little daughter, and she was like, "Daddy, you can hire them." And that just made me think about, okay, maybe I should do something about it. So I reached out to my partner in Dallas, and I partnered with a Marine Corps veteran. And we put together a team of five people to train, because I couldn't find any talent in the veterans who I could hire. So we initially put together a training, and then we did the training. After that, I was able to hire three of them, and two went and got jobs outside. So that kind of allowed us to do more trainings. So we did pro bono trainings for about a couple of years, and word spread and lots of people started joining our trainings. And long story short, we trained, I think, more than 3,000 people since 2012, not just veterans, but in general, people from high school degrees to PhDs. And as we started doing more work, we started working with the large companies, and they had the talent problems, and they had the futuristic projects that are coming in. So here we are. We're growing day after day.
You know, on your website, and I would recommend that people go to columberry.com, it says you have four beneficial delivery areas, correct? Strategy, consulting, labs and products, and training.
That's
Can
correct.
You talk a little bit about each one just for a minute each?
Yeah, absolutely. When we are talking about strategy, it's large companies have, as they are trying to build their next generation data infrastructure, they have to look at new ways of doing it, either their cloud strategy, data infrastructure strategy, building the team, building the right talent, and then ongoing training for their talent, because this space is moving fast. So we provide these consulting and strategy work for that. We also develop tools to help them do that. So for example, with companies like Monsanto, like last year we saved them $800,000 in their hiring costs in 6 months by bringing our tools. The products like directly feed into that. We develop products that allows us to do our job better and allows us our clients succeed. When it comes to training, like I said, we started our journey with training, and we are constantly adding more and more trainings, both classroom, hybrid, as well as self-driven training. So one of the areas where we see this training applied is As companies are trying to hire, we see a lot of times they're trying to hire like advanced master's degrees and PhDs, but they lack certain skills that makes them ineligible for jobs. So for example, they don't know how to work with cloud. They don't know how to work with Python, right? Because they are used to working with R and things like that. So we bridge that gaps and we help companies fast track their onboarding and providing like new skills.
Ram, if somebody wants to find you at Culinberry, can you tell our listeners how to find you?
Yep, it's pretty simple. Ram, R-A-M, at culinberry.com. That's my email ID. They can reach out to me.
Good. Yep. Thanks for being on the show today. And hopefully you'll come back again with more data.
Absolutely. I would love to come back.
Some good statistics. Thanks. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm CEO and chairman of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. You can find me at the letter J Davis at MAGEUSA.com. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.